Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now we're heading to Nashville, where today it could become the largest city in the country to make English the mandatory language for all government business.
Basically, this is an insurance policy to the future to make sure our council meetings, boards, and commissions are done in English.
That's Councilman Eric Crafton, who hopes today voters will pass the measure that would mean marriage licenses, parking tickets, court summons, or any other government business could only be written and responded in English. Joining us for more on the story is reporter Blake Farmer of WPLN. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, Adora.
We don't necessarily think of Nashville as a bastion of immigrants and multiple languages. How did this proposal come up?
Yeah, perhaps people are surprised. I mean, the foreign-born population in Nashville has really grown a lot over the past decade or so. A lot of people consider it a new destination city. Some estimates are that 1 in 10 are foreign-born in Nashville. So you've got Hispanics, but also a large Kurdish population and refugees from Sudan and Burundi. You've kind of got a corridor of town around Nolensville Road where most of these populations are gathered. You've got an Ethiopian restaurant sitting next to a Somali coffee shop. So with all these immigrants in town, we've got some city services offered in other languages, but mostly Spanish. You know, it's as simple as a city-issued trash can will tell residents to put out trash on Monday and on Lunes.
So how did this proposal to come up to make Nashville an English-only city?
Yeah, so Councilman Eric Crafton, who we just heard at the top, he introduced a city ordinance to do the same thing back in 2006. And he actually introduced this in Japanese from the floor of the Metro Council. It's a language he picked up in the Navy while he was stationed there.
And Blake, we actually have a little bit of it. Let's take a listen.
皆さん, こんばんは。 先日 私が提出した
Blake, that sounds quite theatrical to introduce it in Japanese. What was his point?
Yeah, so his point is that there's no city law that requires him as a councilman to do his business with the city council in any language, including English. So, you know, he knows Japanese. He was stationed there while I was in the Navy. He actually also has a wife who is Japanese. So it kind of gives him this perspective on the language issue that says, you know what, I learned the language when I was in another country, and immigrants who are here need to operate and do business in our language. So it eventually passed in 2007, a vote by the Metro Council. But the mayor at the time, Bill Purcell, vetoed the ordinance, which is very rare to have a mayoral veto. But then Eric Crafton went out, collected more than 12,000 signatures, and got this thing on a ballot and up for a special election, and that's where we are today.
There's certainly been a lot of debate there in Nashville. Let's listen to some voters as to what they had to say about it.
I'd rather see us find ways to encourage people and educate people to learn the language rather than discouraging them from being here.
I don't think the government should be forced to give specific help to a person just because they won't learn English.
So clearly two opposite ends of the spectrum there. But generally, how is this proposal polling there in Nashville? What's the expectation as to whether or not this will pass?
It's hard to know exactly with the polling. I mean, we're not talking about huge budgets on either side. The folks who are opposing this have raised about $285,000. The folks who are supporting it, somewhere in the neighborhood of $70,000. So not a lot of money out there for polling. But I hear from the folks opposing this that their internal polling, that they're not making too public, it's about 50-50. And so we're really going to have to wait and see tonight what it's like. Now, on the national level, when you go out with the question, do you support making English the official language of the United States, that polls anywhere from 75 to 85% of folks. But there are a lot of local issues and a lot of legal problems and headaches that this could cause. And so that may swing the vote and make it a little bit closer here in Nashville.
And one of those would be the cost. The special election is costing north of $300,000. And then you just point out that the law itself sounds a little vague. So it's not going to be clear exactly how it will be applied, which would suggest perhaps lawsuits, which cost more money. I mean, quickly, how much of the cost has that been part of the discussion?
Cost has been a big part of the discussion. Eric Crafton has said, you know, this is a fiscally responsible move to protect the city from any time in the future having to provide every city service in multiple languages. Right now, Metro government uses this thing called the language line. It's basically an interpreter on the other end of the line that if somebody comes up to a service center and can't speak English, they can get somebody on the phone. 172 languages at their fingertips right there. The city only spends about $112,000 doing that right now, and a lot of that could be exempt for health and safety reasons, which are built into this proposal. So it's pretty hard to make the case this is going to save the city much money.
Okay, Blake Farmer, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer was coming to us from WPLN in Nashville. And now Femi Okeh's got headlines.
At 27 minutes past the hour.